This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have some urgent breaking news about the man who assassinated Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman. And don't let anyone call it anything else. This was a political assassination from somebody who had been radicalized by the current right-wing ecosystem. After that, he shot Senator John Hoffman, who thankfully survived. But I want to use this video as an opportunity to provide some breaking news updates and dispel some despicable narratives that I've seen pushed by right-wingers, by MAGA lunatics, by Elon Musk, and even U.S. politicians are now pushing conspiracy theories about the shooting 24 hours after it happened, which only contributes to this escalatory and insane environment that leads to these exact shootings. So before I show you the neighbor of the shooter talking about how he was a Trump voter, he was a staunch Trump supporter, let's talk about some breaking news updates. Vance Bolter, who is the assassin, his wife was just found in a vehicle with cash, passports, and multiple relatives. We don't know exactly what's going on. We don't know if she's trying to flee, but moments ago, the wife of Vance Bolter, who is suspected in the Minnesota lawmaker shootings, was in a vehicle pulled over with passports and cash. Off the back of that, we got an interview where Vance Bolter's roommate reads Vance's final text and describes him as a Trump voter. We'll break all of this down, but first, the Minnesota assassin was a massive Trump supporter. Let's prove it.
We even asked about Mr. Bolter's political affiliations, and David Carlson, once again, his roommate and best friend, known him since fourth grade, did say Bolter voted for Trump and that he was a strong supporter.
A strong supporter of Trump. If only we had videos of Bolter to back this up. Oh wait, here's a despicable human being right here.
Seigneur peut arriver dans chaque pensée.
So there's no sin.
Et il n'y a aucun péché.
That God can't take care
que
of.
Que Dieu ne peut pas enlever.
Nothing.
Il n'y a rien.
There's people, especially in America.
Il y a des gens, particulièrement aux États-Unis.
They don't know what sex they are. Et they don't know how their sexual orientation. They're confused.
Ils ne savent pas ce qu'ils sont exactement. Ils ont une confusion.
The enemy has gotten so far into their mind and their soul.
Et l'ennemi est entré dans le fond de leur pensée et de leur âme.
But this word.
Mais cette parole.
Okay, so you can see in this clip that he was radicalized by the same rhetoric being pushed by every single right-wing commentator. What did he just say in that clip? Quote, there's people in America who don't know what sex they are. That's not a left-wing belief he's espousing there. That is a common right-wing talking point. These people don't even know what sex they are. There are 100 genders. He then says they have evil or whatever deep inside. I mean, just think about it. When Republicans are constantly demonizing us, saying we are evil, we are destroying society, then yes, people are going to take that to a conclusion where they say we have to destroy the evil or kill the evil in our states. And then here's what I want to dispel. Here's what is really, really pissing me off. Elon Musk is now trying to say this is the left. He tweeted out, the far left is murderously violent. And this was in response to somebody saying, the left kills the CEO of United Healthcare, kills 2 Israeli ambassadors, attempts to assassinate the president, and now kills a Minnesota state rep. All of this is basically just delusion. The guy who killed the CEO of United Healthcare, Luigi Mangione, wasn't a leftist. He seemed to be a confused populist who was following like Elon Musk and Trump on Twitter. What about the person who tried to kill the president? Neither of them were left-wing at all. And the person who just did this is very explicitly right-wing. I'm going to prove that in just 1 second, but Senator Mike Lee on Twitter says, this is what happens when Marxists don't get their way. And he posts a photo of the man pretending to be a cop. And Brett Meisela says, for a U.S. senator to be posting fake information like this after Democratic lawmakers were just shot is so beneath contempt. I don't even know where to begin. I don't even think this photo is from the invasion. It may be. I'm not sure. But to continue with this next, Vance Bolter's roommate reads a message.
Dead shortly. So I just want to let you know that I love you guys both. And I wish it hadn't gone this way. I don't want to say anything more and implicate you in any way. Because you guys don't know anything about this. But I love you guys and I'm sorry for all the trouble this has caused. He was a loving, caring guy, you know, loved his family, loved his friends, and loved God, and I don't know why he did what he did. It's just, it's not Vance. No one will believe this.
I believe it. I believe that when somebody is radicalized in a top-down way from the President of the United States, that they will begin to do this stuff. And this was him. This is him wearing a latex mask trying to knock on doors, impersonating a police officer, which means he likely didn't think he was going to be caught. He wasn't doing this as a suicide mission. He was actually trying to get away with it. What a sick, sick human being to just murder somebody and her husband for zero reason. We now have a child who doesn't have parents. And what do conservatives do? They try to say this is what happens when Marxists don't get their way. Elon Musk says the left is murderously violent, which is almost offensively BS. How come every single right winger in a coordinated fashion went on Twitter to lie about the political leanings of somebody in an already tense political time? Trump is over there calling Governor Newsom new scum, while Mike Johnson is saying to tar and feather people, while the Marines are being mobilized on protesters, and Elon Musk is saying that the left wing is so violent they need to be, like, taken care of or whatever. And when a right winger goes and does this shooting, then people just want to cover their eyes. Somebody responded to Elon Musk and said, "Hey, Elon Musk, the person who killed my daughter and 16 others was a Trump and MAGA supporter. The person who killed at Tree of Life in Pittsburgh, MAGA. Those who got attacked in D.C. on January 6th calls a death of police, MAGA. I could go on. What about the person who did the El Paso Walmart shooting? He was a white supremacist, MAGA. Violence must be condemned. If you're only interested in politicizing it, then move on and F off." Yeah, and it's not politicizing it to point out that this dude was a right winger. It's politicizing it to lie for political purposes, but to point out that he's a right winger who was likely impressionable, easily radicalized, and fell for the rhetoric coming from the leaders of the Republican Party. That's not political. That is pointing out the root, the cause of the violence that we've seen escalate over the past decade. So I find it disgusting that Elon Musk is lying 24 hours later. I mean, Anonymous says, "Those Republicans who tried to assassinate Trump, you effing twat. Take more ketamine, you effing Trump-ass loser." And Anonymous says, "Point out the flaws in Elon's post." And Grok says, "The claims that far left is solely responsible for recent violence oversimplifies a complex issue. The attempts on Trump's life involved Thomas Crooks, a registered Republican, and Ryan Ruth, unaffiliated with mixed political ties, not clearly far left. Other incidents, like the Israeli embassy shooting, suggested left-leaning motives, but many cases, like the United Healthcare, have no clear ideological alignment. Political violence spans ideologies, and attributing it to one group lacks nuance. This says data shows both sides have examples of extremism." Yes, you can find examples of everything, but if you want to talk about the patterns, the stats, 76% of violent actions are committed by right-wingers over the past decade, especially lethal political murders committed directly by right wingers. Now, someone said, "Who pressed Elon's reset factory button?" Someone said, "Oh no, it's back to this Elon again." Very, very true. The Elon that is spreading disinformation 24 hours after a mother and father and lawmakers were killed. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate what we do on this channel and spreading the truth, doing live streams, relentlessly punching back against MAGA, then drop a like, subscribe. We will continue to push forward. We're building a network, and you guys can be a part of it. Now, soon, we're going to do an announcement and formalize a network as we're doing these live streams. But for now, if you want to be a part of it, subscribe. Love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.